Welcome to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast, the place to grow and scale profitable practices with your show hosts, Huyen Truong and Steve Tate.
Did you know that by 2026, many patients will get the answers from Google without ever clicking a website? And that doesn't mean that your website no longer matters. It means what visibility means has changed. And today we're talking about SEO and AI search in 2026 and beyond, and what's already changing right now. And most importantly, what doctors and clinic owners need to know or to do to stay visible, trusted, and competitive in this new environment. And hi, everyone, and welcome back to OMD TV and Podcast Show, where we talk about how to grow, scale, and future-proof your medical practice. And I'm your host, Huyen Truong. For the past 15 years, I've worked with medical clinics across Australia, the UK, the US, European country, and Asian clinics, helping them navigate major shifts in marketing technology and patient behavior. And what we're seeing right now with AI-driven search is not just another update. This is a structural change in how patients find, evaluate, and choose medical providers, and the clinics that understand this early will have a major advantage. SEO is changing, but not in the way most clinics think. Traditionally, SEO was about ranking on page one, obviously the higher better, getting clicks and driving traffic to your website. But by 2026 and beyond, search is no longer centered on blue links or even clicks in the traditional sense. AI-powered search tools now interpret questions, summarize information, and provide direct answers. And often the patient gets what they need before visiting a website. This trend is sometimes called the unclicking of search. And understandably, many clinics panic when they hear this. But here's a key point. Websites still matter, okay? Their role has simply changed from traffic to influence. In 2026 and beyond, search visibility is less about traffic volume and more about influence. And the real question is no longer how do we get more clicks? It's more about how do we become the source AI trusts enough to quote, summarize, and recommend. If your content shapes the AI's answer, even if the patient doesn't click, you still benefit. Your brand is recognized, your expertise is reinforced, patient trust is built early. This happens before the booking form, before the phone call, and before the consultation. How AI search decides what clinics get shown. And AI search systems don't work like old ranking algorithms. They don't reward keyword tricks or volume publishing. Instead, they assess clarity. Is the information easy to understand? Consistency. Does your messaging align across platforms? And credibility. Is your clinic medically trustworthy? And for healthcare, this includes demonstrated medical expertise, clear authorship, and accountability, alignment between your website reviews, citation, and real-world credentials, plain, accurate explanation written for patients and not for search engines. In other words, AI rewards good patient communications. Clinics that explain clearly perform better. It's not because they optimize harder, but because they communicate better. Now, let's talk about AI overviews. A new layer of visibility here. You probably noticed that AI overviews appearing at the top of the search results, and these often answer a patient's question outright. And many clinics worry this reduces organic visibility. And in reality, it changes how visibility works. AI overviews relies on trusted source, and if your content contributes to those summaries, your clinics is visible at exactly moment a patient is seeking reassurance or clarity. Now, by 2026 and beyond, SEO success often means being present, being referenced, being remembered, and even when no click happens. Why authority now matters more than volume. For years, SEO rewarded quantity, more blogs, more pages, more keywords. AI search reverses these completely. Fewer, higher quality pages with in-depth accuracy and clear medical oversight consistently outperform large volumes of generic content. And for doctors and clinics, this is the good news because a single well-written condition guide or clear explanation of AE procedure or thoughtful patient education article can outperform dozens of shallow blog posts. AI systems recognize depth, specificity, clinical clarity. They also recognize vagueness and repetition. And that's why at Online Marketing for Doctors, we focus on cornerstone medical content, not content calendars created just to post something. Now, let's talk about the role of AI in medical marketing and where caution matters. And AI tools are now embedded in content creation, analysis, and optimization workflows. Used well, they save time and improve consistency, but used poorly, they create risks, and healthcare marketing has stricter expectations than most other industries. Errors, overpromising, and vague claims can damage trust and breach regulations. And OMB has addressed this balance with our free website compliance checker. And in our article on the potential pitfalls of AI in medical marketing, outlining where AI can support clinics and where human oversight remains essential. In 2026 and beyond, AI should assist research, structure, and refinement. It should not replace clinical judgment, ethical review, or patient-centered language. Search engines are becoming better at detecting content that lacks real expertise, so are patients. SEO is no longer separate from brand trust. One of the most important shifts heading to 2026 is the collapse of the wall between SEO and branding. AI search systems assess your website, your reviews, your external citation, your author bios, and even how consistently your practice is described across all different platforms. These signals combine into an overall trust profile. This is why SEO can no longer be treated as a standalone tactic. Brand clarity, clinical transparency, and patient education all influence how visible your practice becomes in AI-driven search. And the clinics that perform best are those that communicate clearly and consistently across every digital touchpoint. And OMD explored this broader shift in our article called The Death of Organic Reach, highlighting why reliance on traditional organic tactics alone is no longer enough. Content structure matter more than just keywords. Keywords still matter, but their roles has changed. In 2026, AI system interpret meaning rather than match faces. They look for clear answers, logical structure, and content that anticipates follow-up questions. This means writing in complete informative sections, answering common patient questions directly, and using plain language without oversimplifying medical accuracy. And structuring pages so the key points are easy to extract. And a well-structured page helps AI system understand context. It also helps patients feel reassured rather than overwhelmed. This approach aligns closely with how doctors already explain conditions and treatments in consultation rooms. Good SEO now mirrors good bedside manner. Now let's talk about the rise of zero-click journeys in healthcare. Zero-click search is not a threat in itself. It reflects how patients seek reassurance before they commit to an action. Many healthcare searches are mostly informational rather than transactional, and patients want to understand symptoms, risks, and options before contacting a clinic, and AI-driven summaries meet that need earlier in the journey. And the practices that benefit the most are those that accept this reality and design the content accordingly. Instead of pushing immediate conversion, they focus on clarity, credibility, and guidance. And when the patient is ready to book, those practices are already trusted. What SEO success looks like in 2026 and beyond for doctors and clinics? By 2026 and beyond, successful SEO for medical practices looks different on paper, but stronger in practice. You may see fewer raw clicks, but higher intent inquiries, more branded searches driven by AI exposure, and better patient understanding before first contact with you, and also higher trust after the consultation stage. And metrics shift from volume to quality, from rankings to relevance. Practices that adapt early tend to experience smoother growth. Those who cling to outdated SEO models often feel frustrated by declining traffic without understanding why. Let's talk about some practical steps medical clinics can now take to prepare for 2026. Does not require dramatic reinvention. It requires focus. Clinics should prioritize reviewing existing content for accuracy, depth, and clarity, consolidating thin pages into stronger resources, ensuring all medical content has clear clinical authorship, and align website messaging with real-world expertise and services, treating SEO as part of the wider digital trust strategy. And these steps benefit patients today and AI systems tomorrow. And here are some final thoughts. AI search is not here to replace medical practices. It exists to help patients navigate complexity faster, and for clinics willing to adapt, this shift rewards what healthcare should already value: accuracy, empathy, and expertise. SEO in 2026 and beyond is quieter, but more thoughtful and more human than ever. And at OMD, we help medical practices navigate through this shift without being panicked or guesswork, and building trust, educating patients, and using technology responsibly. As search will continue to evolve, clinics that understand its direction will continue to grow. So if you want to understand what this means specifically for your clinic, let's book a free strategy section at onlinemarketingfordoctors.com, or simply email us at marketing@onlinemarketingfordoctors.com. Your next stage of growth doesn't happen by chance. It happens by taking action. And let's do this together. And thank you for tuning in for today's episode. And I see you very soon next week. And bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast with Huyen Truong and Steve Tate. Be sure to check out the archive section on our website for previous episodes at onlinemarketingfordoctors.com/podcast. And subscribe to the show so we can catch you at the next episode.